Two big financial stories playing out in court today. A British trader named Navinder Sarraw has been granted bail in a London court. He is accused of contributing to the so-called flash crash in May of 2010, when the Dow fell by 1,000 points in just minutes and then bounced right back. And here in the U.S., there are closing arguments going on in a case about the 2008 government bailout of American International Group, or AIG. Joining us to talk about both cases is CNN business correspondent Maggie Lake. Maggie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And first to this flash crash story. The Justice Department has charged Sarraw with wire fraud, among other things. He vowed today to fight plans to extradite him to the U.S. What are American authorities saying that he did?
They're basically charging that he used a series of computer software programs that he created to create a false sense of what was happening in the market. He placed bogus orders, layered them upon each other, placed very big orders on either side of a trade, and then quickly canceled it. All of this with the purpose of profiting from it. What's interesting to me when I was looking at this is that the CME, where stock futures trade in Chicago, actually contacted him back in 2010, even before the flash crash, sending him letters about not canceling orders. He was so unconcerned about it that the DOJ claims he set up an entity in Nevis that he called Nav Sarraw Milking Markets Limited. Now, Jeremy, if that's not a red flag, I don't know what was. So it's just so incredible that this happened.
And this is a self-employed guy working alone from his house outside of
yeah.
London. What big picture here? What has been learned from the flash crash?
Well, listen, I think this is incredibly disappointing for individual investors. It shows there's not nearly the type of oversight. Why did it take so long? That's going to be a question that we're really looking into. And do we have protections in place for financial markets that can prevent this kind of thing? I mean, high-frequency trading technology are not going in the box. They're here to stay. And the markets and regulators need to figure out how to protect investors against this kind of thing.
Okay. Well, meanwhile, in New York today, the lawsuit filed by former head of AIG, Maurice Greenberg, Hank Greenberg, against the federal government over the 2008 bailout of AIG. Now, people remember this is the bailout of this big insurance company that was basically offering insurance policies on bets in the stock market and mortgage-backed securities and all that. The bailout was $182 billion. AIG says it wasn't fair to us, that bailout.
And this is another one of these head scratchers. Completely incredible. That's right. They're arguing that the terms of the bailout it really shortchanged AIG shareholders, and that 80% stake the government took, 14% interest rate, really wasn't the terms it should have been, and that the government exceeded its authority. And you're laughing as we intro this because, quite frankly, people thought this was nuts when the case was brought, because all of us remember that those very dark times, AIG, there wasn't a person in the room who didn't think that AIG was careening toward bankruptcy and threatening to bring the entire financial system with it. The fact that the negotiations of the bailout were not favorable seems incredible to a lot of people.
But they actually have a chance of winning this one.
It didn't seem like they had any hope. Unbelievably, David Boies has done a fabulous job, and they might have a shot. Although, you know, the government said, listen, we acted in good faith. We were looking to save a system. And in the end, incredibly, because AIG shareholders, the company actually survived, they profited, they may have a hard time proving that there was actually any loss. So the government may get by, but it's way closer than a lot of people thought it was going to be.
And David Boies, we'll remember, represented Gore in Bush
v. Right.
Gore way back in 2000. Maggie Lake of CNN, thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
This is Here and Now.